My name is Dave Alltop. I'm the head baseball coach at Lee University in Cleveland, Tennessee, and I'd like to introduce my assistant coach. This is Mark Brew. Mark is my full-time assistant and also works with our pitchers as our pitching coach for Lee University. Today's video is going to focus on hitting skills and drills. We're going to be dealing with some of the basic fundamentals and mechanics that are involved with hitting for young players. We're going to be using a young demonstrator as part of our video today. So let's get started. Coaches, in this segment of this tape, we're going to be talking about basic hitting fundamentals, and we want to start off with talking about how to select a bat. Big issue a lot of times with young players is how big a bat they should use when they're hitting in baseball. Grayson, what we want you to do here with this bat is we want you to hold the bat out with one hand. Just hold the bat out. And the guideline to kind of use here is if a young player can hold the bat out for up to 30 seconds without the bat head dropping, 20 to 30 seconds, that's probably a fairly good indication that this is a bat that he can handle. It's not too heavy, and it's a bat that he's going to be able to swing with. The next thing we'd like to move into, once he's got a bat that he can use, we're going to start teaching the grip, proper grip. So, Grace, if you'll get your grip there on the bat. There's two things I want to mention about the grip. One of the things we like to talk about with young players is to try to line up. Now, Grayson has on a batting glove here, and it's going to be hard for me to see this, but we're trying to line up the middle knuckles. You're trying to line up the middle knuckles of the hand. Now, you want to do this so the bat is in your fingers. You feel the bat in your fingers, gives a little bit more snap in the bat, more wrist with the bat. It's not back in your hands. So you want to line up. So usually we say for your best swing, snap swing, good wrist swing, you try to line up the middle knuckles. Now, some hitters may prefer to line up the middle knuckles of their top hand somewhere between the middle knuckles and the bottom and the last knuckles of their bottom hand, but that's a matter of personal choice. Recommendation is to line up the middle knuckles for a little bit more swing, a little bit more snap in the bat. Now, the other thing is where to grip the bat in terms of, you know, on the handle. A thing to remember is think of this as being a lever, and the shorter the lever, excuse me, Grayson, the shorter the lever, the greater the bat control, but the less power. The longer, when he moves his hands down, go ahead, Grayson, slide your hands down. When a hitter holds his bat on the end like this, he gets more power but less bat control. Now, obviously, with a young hitter, you want him to have more control. We're not interested in a young player worried about his power, so you want to choke up Grayson, and we've got the grip. Okay, next we'd move to the stance. Where's he going to stand in relation to home plate? Now, Grayson has been in our baseball school for a couple years now, and he's very good at this, but he's going to show us where to stand. Now, Grayson, when he stands, where are you going to put the bat? He wants to put the bat in the middle of the plate. Now, the reason for this will help him to know where his feet should be. The reason being is put both hands down on the bat, tap the middle of the plate. Then when he raises the bat, he's got full plate coverage. He's got good plate coverage. He's got coverage on the outside part of the plate, and he's going to have good plate coverage on the inside part of the plate. Now, a lot of times you'll see hitters tap the outside of the plate. When they raise the bat, their hands now are over the middle, almost the middle of the plate. It's a bad positioning. So move back, Grayson. Tap the plate in the middle. Okay. Now, the other thing is, let's look at his feet. The feet, we want the feet to be square. If you'll notice, if the pitcher were out here, Grayson's feet are kind of in a square stance. Now, we feel this is the best position for a young hitter to learn how to hit. Obviously, some hitters may have an open stance. Just move your foot back there, Grayson, a little bit. That would sort of like be an open stance, or if he moves his foot forward, that's a closed stance. Would not recommend that for a young hitter. We want to get the square stance, okay, Grayson, into a square stance. The back foot is a key foot with a young hitter, I feel. The back foot should be square into the plate. A lot of hitters come up and they'll have their foot pointed like this. That's a bad position. The reason being is that when you swing, you want everything to go that way, towards the pitcher, towards the field. And if the foot is pointed back here, you have a longer way to go. Now, by Grayson squaring his foot, square stance, when he begins his swing, when he starts the swing, he's in better position for everything to go this way. So he's got a good start. Okay, we've selected our bat. We have our grip. We know where to stand in the plate. So get your stance there now, Grayson. Let's talk a little bit about where your hand should be. Okay, now where do you want to hold the bat? This is an important thing. The bat, we like to recommend that the hands are at the top of the strike zone. Now, if you imagine the top of the strike zone being in this area, his hands should be at about the top of the strike zone. The reason for this is, a good way to think of this, is that a pitch above his hands is going to be a ball. It's a ball, and he should not swing at it. Obviously, the pitch below his hands and above his knees is in the strike zone, and he's going to want to swing at it. So his hands should be about even or at the top of the strike zone. So why don't you go ahead and show that, Grayson, there, position with your hands at the top of the strike zone. Now, the other thing I want you to know is look at the position of his bat. Now, the one thing about the bat, this is one thing where you've got a little freedom in terms of the position of the bat. You can have a little slant here, back here, up here. You've got a little freedom with the position of the bat at this point, whatever feels comfortable and good to the hitter. The one thing you want to avoid with the position of the bat is behind your head. If you'll stand here, Grace, a little bit and show him, this is the one thing you want to avoid, because what's going to happen here is when he starts his swing, notice at the bat how far away from the contact zone the bat has moved. And you want the bat to get into the contact zone as quick as possible. And if he's taking the bat further away, then obviously it's a lot further to come into the hitting zone. So we're positioned now. We've got a good stance at the plate. Hands at the top of the strike zone. Let's see now, Grayson, let's take a look at your bat position, your stance, the feet square, hands at the top of the strike zone. All right. One next thing now to talk about is his head. The head is an important part in hitting because obviously this is what you see with your eyes. So you want to keep the head as still as possible because you have a projectile, the ball, coming at you and it's moving. And if your head's moving and your eyes are moving, it presents a problem. So it's very important that the hitter try to keep his head as still as possible and his eyes focused on the ball coming in. So your head should be still, your eyes focused toward the pitcher. And this is the basic fundamentals then of hitting. In this next section, we want to talk about bunting. We really want to talk about bunting before we talk about the swing. And one of the reasons is, as a college coach, we are getting more and more players that are coming to us that, quite honestly, are not very good bunters. And we find ourselves almost having to teach college players how to bunt. And so I think with youth players, with youth coaches, I think if we can teach kids at this age how to bunt and bunt properly, it's going to help some of us coaches down the road at the high school level and certainly at the college level. Now, what we're going to demonstrate here today is we're going to show two bunting techniques, how to hold the bat, but we're going to recommend one over the other, and we'll explain that as we go along. Now, Grayson, what we'd like to do is one of the bunting techniques is where you're going to square to the pitcher. So why don't you square up to the pitcher, like so. All right, now this bunting technique is one that when I was young, it was the way we were taught how to bunt. The bad thing with this kind of method is the fact it does open the player up. If the pitcher in the youth league throws a ball right at him, it's pretty hard to get out of the way in this way. But there are some coaches that would teach this method of bunting. Now, a couple things I want to point out right now, even though we're going to go to a different position here in just a minute. Grayson, when he bunt the ball, he wants to keep the bat at about a 45-degree angle, like this, with the barrel up, like this. And you'll notice if you can see his hand here, kind of behind. This hand here is the hand that kind of controls the bat. And this, in terms of his ability to keep it up, and the bottom hand is going to be his directional hand, if we want to bunt to the first base side or to the third base side. So one of the things we want to emphasize right now is that the bat head is up, and he's going to want to bunt the ball out in front of home plate. This is one of the things, you don't bunt the ball back in here. When the pitch is delivered, you want to bunt it out in front of the plate. Now, right now, we're also talking about bunting, sacrifice bunting, which is in reality is we want to bunt strikes only. This is not a suicide bunt. But we're not talking about a bunt for a hit here. We're talking about a sacrifice bunt where we want to bunt strikes only. And one of the things this should do, this position, should help the hitter, however, to tell whether or not the pitch is a strike or not, because he has a good view face on, and he can tell whether or not the pitch is going to be in the strike zone. However, the position that we recommend, okay, Grayson, if you'll come back to your stance, your regular stance, what I'd like to see young coaches and youth coaches and those of you that will be watching this tape to teach young hitters how to bunt is this method. What we're going to do is, Grayson, go into your position, go into the bunt position, There you go. He just is kind of squared. If you notice, he's just kind of taken his feet and spun a little bit. He's not stepped. Okay, now come back, Grayson, let's come back and show him again. Okay, he's in a stance. All right, now go to your bunt position. Just you see how he's just rotated his feet? He's basically rotated his back foot. His bat is up at a 45-degree angle. He's got a good look at the pitcher. He can tell if it's a strike or not. And so here the emphasis is again on the bat head being up. You don't want the bat down. When the bat is down, there's a chance the ball hit on top of the bat and you'll have a foul ball. When you have the bat head up, you have more hitting surface here for bunting when the pitch is coming. In just a few minutes, we're going to show you some actual bunting. But the bat head is up, you've got more bat surface. Now, as far as direction, this bottom hand is what gives him direction. And basically, when he turns his bat like this with his bottom hand, he should be able to bunt the ball to the first base side. If he just kind of pulls the bat back as the pitch is delivered, he should be able to bunt to the third base side. So the bottom hand is really his, what we call a directional hand. I like to think of the top hand as his control hand. He's controlling the bat with the top hand, but his direction is coming from the bottom hand. Okay, so I think we're ready to go. We got the bat head up now. We're ready to go. We've got a pitcher here going to throw Grayson some pitches. We're going to demonstrate with the second method, because I like that method the best, and I think young hitters can use that way. And one other thing I did neglect to say, when you're in that position, get in your bunt position again, Grayson, this allows you some more options. One thing is what we call, you can slash, or you can fake bunt and hit, because all he has to do now, come on, Grace, come back. He comes back, and he can come back right into the hitting zone real quickly. So he can go from a bunt position to a hitting position real quickly in this method, and that's one of the advantages to teaching bunting this way. So we have a coach here who's going to throw Grayson some pitches. I'm going to stand here, and we're going to hope that Grayson can hit the ball fair. And we're going to, let's see, Grayson, if you'll show the people that are viewing the video now how to bunt. Let's try to bunt to the first base side. Go ahead, square around. There you go. Good. Okay, it's important to teach the kids now. One of the things we want to remember is on a bunt, we're either trying to hit it to the first base side or the third base side, because you're trying to, of course, keep a bunt away from the pitcher, because you're trying to execute a sacrifice here where you get the runner on first to second, or runners on first and second to third, whatever the situation might be. So the main thing is, I mentioned first base side, third base side, either way, as long as we try to keep it away from the pitcher. Let's go ahead and try one or two more, Coach, real quick. Okay, that's good, Grayson, that's good. This is a tough skill, I think, but it's a skill we need to be teaching young hitters, because, as I mentioned, we get players at the college level that struggle with the bunting skills. Just to review real quickly the key things, the key elements in bunting. When you turn around, when he turns, get ready to hit, notice that the bat, let's go back to the other stance, Grayson, back just square, just pivot to bunt. There you go, just like this. Remember to keep the bat head up. You want to bunt out in front of the plate, and you want to bunt strikes only. This is the directional hand. This is the control hand. And hopefully then, if he gets a good pitch, he'll get the ball down like he's supposed to. Good job. Okay, this next section of the video is going to go into the swing mechanics. Now, personally, I feel this is probably the most important part of the video, because we're going to walk through the basic swing mechanics that are involved in hitting. Basically, we feel that if you can start with a young hitter, and we have a perfect example here of a young hitter who's 10 years old, who has been in our baseball school now for a couple of years, who's been doing these drills, and you're going to see a young hitter that has pretty good mechanics for his age. Now, we want to walk through the mechanics. We've already set down the basic hitting fundamentals as we went through the grip and the stance. Now we're going to move to the swing mechanics. In the swing mechanics, the first thing, Grayson, let's go ahead and establish our stance. Let's get our stance, their bat. All right, now Grayson is ready to hit for the most part. He's got his stance, he's got his feet, he's got the hands at the top of the strike zone, he's got good bat position here. He's ready now. Here comes the pitch. What does he do? Now that's what we want to address right now. Here comes the pitch. What is the series of moves in the swing? The first move is a little bit of what we call a trigger. Now, the trigger is a little movement of the hands back. It's just going to be a slight movement back with the hands. Now, this is an important part, and the way to think about this is I always think that you have to go back in order to go forward. You don't start the swing from a dead stop. In other words, when he starts the swing, He doesn't just start from here. He's going to want to have some hand movement back to get the swing going, to get the action going to start the swing. And again, to repeat, you have to go back in order to go forward with quickness. It's going to quicken the swing. So we call that a trigger. Now what I'd like to do is, Grayson, what we'd like to do for right now is would you just demonstrate the trigger. Get your stance. You get your stance. Here he goes. And just get a little trigger. Just see the hand movement. Just a slight hand movement. Show it again there, Grayson. Okay. He's ready to go. And there's a trigger. It's just a slight movement of the hands. Now, a lot of different hitters have different triggers. Some have gone down and up. I mean, there's all kinds. What we personally recommend for young hitters is to take the trigger and basically go straight back. He's just going to go straight back with his hands, is what we would recommend for a young hitter. The next part then of the swing mechanics, is going to be the stride, a trigger and then a stride. And what's going to happen in the stride, what's so important, especially with young hitters, is the stride. You don't want the weight to go forward during the stride. In fact, you don't want the stride to really be very, very long. In fact, you really stride to hit. Okay, you stride and then hit. You don't have to stride to hit, but you stride and hit. It's sort of a timing mechanism. And so what's going to happen here, Grayson is going to do a little bit of a trigger and then show the stride with it. Now, the main thing let's watch on Grayson is that when he strides, let's see that his weight doesn't go forward. Hopefully, he'll just kind of keep his weight back. In fact, if he could imagine himself stepping out on a thin sheet of ice, if he was a thin sheet of ice there, and if he was to break the ice and fall through, he'd fall through a long ways. It's one way to always tell young hitters is to think of it as just a thin sheet of ice. So let's watch him here as he gets a little trigger and then the stride. Go ahead. Trigger. Go ahead and stride just a little bit, Grayson. Go ahead and step just a little bit right there. Now you should see his weight. I'm going to get behind him here a little bit. His weight, when he strides, when this goes forward, hopefully you can watch the hitter and see that his weight is not moving. Now there is a drill that can be done with this, and from this camera angle it's going to be hard, but it's called a shadow drill. Now we're not in position to really show this. I'll explain this very briefly. If the sun was behind us now and we had a shadow out here in front, we could lay a hat or something on the shadow. He could look there, and when he takes his stride, if we could see that his head, watch his head, to see that his head doesn't move and the weight doesn't move, because usually what will happen is if you do the shadow drill, you'll see the head move, and when the head moves, the weight moves forward. So what should happen is, Grayson, let's do it again, it's trigger and stride, and what should happen here now is the head shouldn't move much. Shouldn't be very little movement of the head, and the weight should stay back. So let's go. Trigger, stride. Okay, he's got a very short stride, a very little stride. In fact, he's just basically lifting his foot just a little bit, which is fine. The main thing is that we see this weight stays back on this back side. That's the first two mechanics in the swing mechanics. We have the trigger and the stride. Next, we want to talk about the hip rotation. The hip rotation is the fact that what we want to have happen is when he swings, trigger and stride, let's lay the bat down here for a second, Grayson. Get ready to swing, these hips should turn. We want this hip rotation. What's going to happen is his hips are facing like this way toward the dugout or whatever. Here's the pitcher. But when he goes to swing, those hips are going to rotate and they're going to be facing straight at the pitcher. And this is called the good hip rotation. And a lot of hitters don't do this. Now, one other thing to show the hip rotation, get back in the stride there in your stance, Grayson. Now, unfortunately, let's go ahead and go ahead, Grayson, and show the hip rotation. I'll show something else to the camera, okay? Go ahead. All right. Now, he went ahead and swung the bat, but that's okay. He doesn't have a stripe down the side of his pants here. If he did have a stripe down here, you could see that. If I was standing straight across from him and looking in, I could see that he's got the full hip rotation. He's got full hip rotation because I could see the stripe. See, I have a stripe on my pants, and so if I was here and if I didn't use the hip rotation, if I just did something like this, you wouldn't see the stripe. But when I turn like this, you can see the stripe down my pants. And so that's a good indication that you've got good hip rotation. So let's review now the three parts of the swing mechanics thus far. We have the trigger, the stride, and now the hip rotation. He's going to just come to show right there, how the hips are rotated and squared up toward the pitcher. Okay, now let's talk about the swing itself, the swing of the bat. Now, this is important, obviously, because this is where you make contact with the ball. There's a lot of things that we can say about this, so I'll try to start with what I feel is the most important, and we can kind of move through some other things and talk about them as we go along. But one of the things about the swing that we want to try and remember is when the swing is executed, we'd like for the hitter, we try to think of the hitter to think of him to hit the top half of the baseball. We want him to hit on the top half, to hit down and through the baseball. Now, if you were talking with a young hitter about where he would like to see the ball go, we'd like to see it on the ground, would he like to see it in the air, or would he like to see line drives? Well, we would hope that most hitters would want line drives. Well, the truth of the matter is, it's going to be hard to do, hard to hit a line drive if you hit beneath the baseball. If I could get a baseball here, Coach, sorry. Okay, what I want to show here is if we had, when the pitch is coming in, when Grayson makes contact with the ball, if he hits the top half of the baseball, it's going to drive it down in the ground, or hopefully we'll get it squared up where we can hit a line drive. But as soon as the bottom half of the baseball is hit, it's going to put the ball in the air, makes for an easy play. So one thing we want to try and do is we want to get a very productive swing. So we want to try and hit the ball hard on the ground or a line drive. In order to do that, we've got to hit down and through the baseball. So when the swing comes through, when he swings, let's try to go through it slow. We're trying to come through down and through the ball like so. We do not want an uppercut. Come back, Grayson, let's show him how not to do it. How not to do it, we don't want the bat to come down as he swings like this and try to, from a position where we're what we call a loop. We don't want a loop in his swing like so. We want to have more of a, if I may say this, sort of a chopping action to come down and through the baseball. One other thing we ought to mention about this, and also could talk about this, this incorporates a little bit with the hip rotation. Grayson, let's go ahead and put the bat out here like you swung. Show the hip rotation. Okay, now one thing to emphasize, again, the hip rotation with the swing here, is if you'll notice how he's got the good hip rotation, he's going to try and hold me here with the bat. So hold me as much as you can, okay? You see, he's only 10, but he's got pretty good strength there, okay? Pretty good strength, and he can hold me with that hip rotation, okay? Now let's go back and show how that if you don't have the hip rotation, put the bat out. Okay, now, see here? Look here. See, he's got nothing in terms of holding me. So the good hip rotation, that swing, he can hold me out here. He's strong. He's at a strong point in his swing. Okay. All right, now, the hands, the top of the strike zone, when he swings, the arms should be down. Now, this is one thing with young coaches or young players. A lot of guys teach this back elbow up. We teach the elbow down. We want the elbow down when you do the swing, when you go to swing the bat. The reason you want the elbow down when you swing is because the elbow has to be down to swing the bat. In other words, when you start your swing, it has to be down. The swing cannot be up. If you had to, you were holding the bat like this, the elbow has to come down before you can swing. And so we want, actually what we teach with young players is we try to get them to kind of have both, if you'll, Grayson, get a stance, and you'll see that both of his elbows are kind of down, especially, it's kind of hard to see maybe from our camera angle, but he's got this elbow down here. It's not tucked into his side, but it's down like this. And that's going to help him swing the bat much quicker, much better, and hopefully stay on top of the pitch. So to review then, just real quickly again, we've got the trigger. Let's see the trigger, the stride, little stride, the hip rotation, and the swing. Okay, let's go through a little quicker now, Grayson. This is without a ball. Let's just go. I'm going to say just trigger, stride, and swing. All right, you ready? Trigger, stride, swing. Okay, let's do another one. Trigger, stride, swing. Okay, not bad. He's got a pretty good swing. And we're going to do some drills here now to show you some ways to teach and help kids with the development of the swing. Okay, this section of the video, we want to talk about some hitting drills that coaches at the youth level can use. These are very practical drills, and they're very appropriate for young ball players. The first drill we want to start off with is the double T drill. Now, for me personally, I think this is the best drill to teach the swing in baseball. It incorporates a lot of the things we've talked to up to this point. Now, the way we do this drill here is we put a ball on the first tee. And what Grayson's going to do here is when he swings the bat, he will should miss the back tee. He's going to swing and hit the ball on the front tee. Now, what this drill does is it keeps the loop from getting in a swing. As he swings the bat, if the bat hits here, that means that when it would hit the ball, it would be underneath the ball, fly ball. If his bat, as it comes going, misses that tee, he's going to get the top half of the baseball or right in the middle of the baseball and get a good line drive. So this drill, I personally feel, is one of the best drills, if not the best drill, to teach and work with young hitters on the swing mechanics. So we're going to have Grayson here now take a few swings at the baseball, and hopefully we'll be able to see clearly as we find a focus in on the tee that he will miss this tee. He'll miss this and hit the baseball. So here we go, Grayson. Let's take a few swings, and you'll watch him. Hopefully you'll see the trigger. You'll be able to see the trigger, and you may be able to see his stride a little bit, and you'll see his hip rotation and the swing. This is putting everything together with this particular drill. Here we go. Okay, here we go again. Now we get a good swing here. Good. Top half of the baseball, the middle of the baseball. Good. That last swing clearly missed the tee. Clearly missed the tee, and this is, we'll go again. Good. We'll go one more time, and hopefully you'll see how you got the little trigger, stride. Good. That was a great swing to finish on right there. This is the double T drill. Personally, I feel this is the best drill to use to help teaching the swing, and young players can do it as well as college players, and we do this drill every day with my own college players. Okay, we want to continue with the drills now. We're going to start with the next drill being the hip rotation drill. Now, earlier in the video, you remember we talked about the hip rotation. Now, this is a nice little drill, I feel, that you can work with this so the kids can get a feeling of the hips rotating. Now, what we do is anytime we can incorporate hitting a ball with the drill, I think it makes it more interesting for the kids. So with this drill, what we're going to do is Grayson's got the bat behind his, just locked in behind his back like this, and making sure that most of the bat, the hitting surface, is out here. It's exposed. Now, my assistant coach right now is going to flip to Grayson, and what he's going to do is he's going to make an effort here now to take and hit the ball as it's flipped with the bat. Now, what we want to emphasize here is you're not just doing this drill just to hit the ball here. We're really working, this is a hip rotation drill, but this really facilitates, this drill will facilitate the hip rotation. So if we'll begin now, we'll flip a few baseballs to Grayson. He is again going to attempt to hit the ball with the bat right here. Now, we use the tee here. We keep the tees here because we want the kids to always try to think about not looping the bat. We're always trying to do all of our drills with so they're not dropping the bat head. We want to keep the barrel of the bat above the hands as much as possible here as we go into our swing. So we're going to do this drill here now with the tee still in place. Coach, if you'll go ahead and flip a few, and he's going to try. And you'll see how when he makes contact with the ball, notice how his hips are turned. His hips do get into the rotation. Okay, let's do one more, Coach. All right. Okay, you get the idea there, is what you're trying to do. Again, to repeat, it's not a matter of whether or not he hits the ball. If you noticed on every one of those attempts, the hips did rotate. And I can say is, it's just a good thing to incorporate the ball as much as possible when you're doing the drills. Okay, now the next couple of drills we're going to go into is they're one-hand drills. And what we're going to do is we're going to do a top-hand drill and a bottom-hand drill. Now, I want to emphasize that if you notice, Grayson just changed bats. When we do this drill, we go to a lighter bat because they're only using one hand. And we got to remember, Grayson's 10 years old. We know he can handle the other bat, but now he's only going to be using one hand. And so these top hand and bottom hand drills are again designed to help control the bat, working on the swing, and keeping in mind here what he's trying to accomplish here. So let's go ahead and we'll do the top hand first, Grayson. Top hand. The top hand we call the directional hand. It's the hand that we try to give direction. Okay, we're going to continue with the drill here, the top hand. Working on the top hand. Atta boy. It's a good job. Good, okay. Now, the idea here now, again, working on the top hand, it's the directional hand. The bottom hand is the power hand. Now, the bottom hand to make good contact is going to be a pretty tough for a young kid because of the strength, of his strength in the bottom hand is your lead hand, and usually it's your less dominant hand. Grayson's right-handed, so this is his dominant hand. His left hand is going to be his least dominant hand. So we're going to go ahead with the bottom hand drill. Again, contact is not so important here. It's good if he makes contact because you can see the success of the drill. But the primary thing is to understand that the good bat control, you're trying to work with the good bat control with each hand so he can feel the difference between the top hand and the bottom hand. So we're going to go ahead here now with the bottom hand. Good. That's good, Grayson. Good. Good. That's good. It's a good job there. Three good swings and did real well with his bottom hand. Okay, now what we're going to move into is what we call a regular flip drill. Now, my assistant coach here is going to flip to Grayson, and he's just going to do regular flip drills. And many coaches are aware of these drills. We all do them, but nevertheless, this is a great drill for young players. Now, the one difference we may be seeing here now with the way we're teaching the drill is that we do keep the tee here. Again, the reason is we're trying to take that loop out of the swing. We want Grayson to try and hit the top half to the middle of the baseball. If at any time when coach flips him the ball, he hits the tee, he has immediate feedback that he had a loop in his swing. And that's one thing you do not want. It's the one clear thing in teaching swing mechanics. You do not want the loop in your swing. Now, that's why we keep the tee here during these drills. So, coach, if you'll go ahead and flip Grayson, these are some regular, what we just call regular flip drills. And he's going to be using, of course, both hands on the bat. He'll have a little trigger stride, and you should see the swing, everything working together now. Okay, good. Notice a good hip rotation. Grayson has good, excellent hip rotation here. He'll trigger. And then his little stride makes good contact. Now, Grayson, for 10 years old, has very excellent hip rotation, which is a lot of times we get college players, when they come to us, they still do not have good hip rotation. It's one of the things that we have to work with, even college players. But Grayson, having been in our school now for 2 years, if anything, he does have excellent hip rotation. Okay, coach, we're going to move now, and we have a drill that we call a two-ball drill. Now, what coach is going to do, he's going to flip Grayson two baseballs. There's going to be two baseballs, and he's going to have baseballs held so that one ball is on top of the other ball. Now, when he tosses the ball to Grayson, Grayson's going to trigger, stride, and swing, but as coach tosses the ball, I'm going to yell top or bottom. Now, normally, of course, if a coach was working with his player, the coach that is flipping the balls, he would call top or bottom, but I'm going to yell top or bottom here. And Grayson then, if the camera will get right in on the balls, if I say top, hopefully Grayson will hit the top ball. And if coach does a good job of flipping them, one ball will clearly be on top of the other ball. Now, we're human beings, and sometimes we don't get just the perfect toss here, but we're going to try. Coach, if you'll flip it now, and we'll have a top and bottom, and we're ready to go. Top. Got it, didn't he? Excellent. Okay, here we go. Ready? Top. Now, I think you were anticipating bottom that time, Grayson. So here we go. Top. Good. Good. There we go. Again. Bottom. Good. Excellent. Here we go. Let's do this one more time. We like this drill. Bottom. Good. Okay, here we go. Let's do one more, coach. He's having good success with this drill. Let's go. Top. Good. That's excellent, Grayson. Excellent. Okay, the next drill is where he's going to throw the two balls. You're going to do the two balls, coach, where you try to hit one into the other. Okay, the next drill is also a two-ball drill. He's going to turn the balls now. Instead of holding them one on top of the other, he's going to hold the balls horizontally. And what Grayson's going to try to do, again, if coach gets a good toss, what Grayson's going to try and do is to hit the back ball into the front ball. So he's actually going to, hopefully the toss is a good toss, and if it's not, that'd be fine. But this is just another drill that we've incorporated with our young hitters in our baseball school. So here we go with his two balls, and he's going to try and hit one into the other. So he actually is hitting both balls, hopefully, here. Okay, let's do a couple more, coach. Good. Let's do one more. Okay. The next drill we're going to do with Grayson is probably one of his favorites. I know that when I was working with Grayson this summer in our baseball school, he wanted to do this drill, I think, more than any other. This is a three-ball drill. Now this is a quickness drill. This is a quickness drill. We're working on bat quickness. Now what you're going to find, even with Grayson at 10 years old, has got good bat quickness. Now what's going to happen here is coach has got three balls. He's going to throw the balls one at a time, but they're going to be in a quick succession, one kind of right after the other. Now on the first swing, what Grayson's going to do is he's going to get his trigger and stride and swing, okay? But the second swing is just going to be an action where he brings his bat back and hits it, and the third swing is going to be the same thing. So the first swing is one where he really gets the trigger and stride and swings, but after that point, because coach is flipping the balls one right after the other, he's just got to be quick. Now I know Grayson likes this drill, so hopefully we'll see a little success here. This coach flips him three balls, one right after the other. The first drill, he'll trigger and stride, and then watch how he is quick bringing his bat back. Here we go. Okay, let's do it again. Let's do this a couple more times, coach. I think Grayson likes this drill, and this is a good drill. Good, quick, quick. Let's do it one more time. Now watch how quick for 10 years old. Now, I really like Grayson when he does this drill. 10 years old, watch the quickness of his bat. Now, again, here we go. Watch how he gets the bat back and hits back and through the ball. Quick, boom, good. All right, that's good, Grayson. That's a nice job. Okay, we'd like to finish up here with one last drill. This is a drill where we actually flip from behind our hitter. The hitter is standing here. The pitcher would be out there. I'm standing back behind the hitter. And it's a drill really to kind of help him work on quickness with his bat. I'm going to flip the ball. The ball is going to be moving away from him. And hopefully he's got to catch up with it then and be a little quick and hitting the ball into the net. Now we have a net out here in front of home plate, and I'll show you the drill here. All right, you ready, Grayson? Here we go. You see how this is again? All right, just quick. All right, I'm a little quick there. Here we go. All right, here we go. All right, good job. It's a good job there. All right, let's try. I'd like to try a couple more of those, really. Can. I was a little fast there for Grayson. Slow down here a little bit and let's try to catch up with the ball. Here we go. All right, here we go. All right. That's good. That's a good one, Grayson. Good job. It's a good job to finish up. Now, what I'd like to do here now to try to finish up our tape today on hitting is try to review everything that we've talked about up to this point. Let's go back to the very start, and we want to review real quick his stance, where your stance is in the plate. We've still got our tee here, but Grayson is in our stance. Square stance. The back foot pointing over this way. We don't want the back foot pointing back. His hands are at the top of the strike zone. His head should be still. When he starts the swing, he's going to trigger. He'll have a trigger action. He'll stride a little bit. Good hip rotation. And then we're going to try and get a good swing where he hits the top half of the baseball. To really finish up and put this all together, we're going to go back to the drill where my assistant coach will flip him some balls. And watch Grayson as he kind of puts this all together as we come to a close. Here we go. Excellent. Trigger, stride, swing. It's very good. Trigger, stride, swing. Good hip rotation. Notice that he is missing the tees completely. Has no loop in his swing. Excellent. He's got an excellent swing. Those tees are not moving at all. Go ahead, coach. Just give him a couple more. And one more, Grayson, and we'll finish up for today. That's good. That's excellent. This concludes this segment where we've tried to put the drills all together to complement the fundamentals that we've talked about for today. Thank you. This is Dave Alltop again from Lee University in Cleveland, Tennessee. I hope today's video has been helpful to you for use with your young players. Have a great season, Coach.